From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Abundant issues surround the G20. As the G20 summit gets underway in Hangzhou, China, President Obama and Prime Minister Theresa May met to talk about a number of issues, including the Syrian civil war. The Prime Minister said she will urge Russia to clear the way for civilians in need of help.
It's vital that humanitarian supplies get to innocent Syrians who are in desperate need. And this afternoon, I will urge President Putin to do all he can to get the aid convoys in, and to end the indiscriminate bombing of civilians.
Secretary of State John Kerry, also at the summit, telling reporters that the talks between the U.S. and Russia are proceeding cautiously.
I've said all along, we're not going to rush, and we're not going to do something that we think has less than what we believe is a legitimate opportunity to be able to try to get the job done.
According to a televised interview before President Obama left for the summit, he claims he'll be telling China it needs to adopt a more responsible role on the world stage and adhere to international norms. President Obama told CNN in an interview broadcast today that Beijing needs to show restraint in its relations with smaller countries, especially as it deals with territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The American leader said that with increasing power comes increasing responsibilities. Obama said the U.S. has urged China to accept international rules that build a strong worldwide order. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasem Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Ali was convicted on 8 charges that included the abduction and killing of a young man in a torture cell, which the Bangladesh government says eventually resulted in the deaths of 3 million people. This is VOA News. President Obama assured Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday that Washington is committed to bringing the perpetrators of that failed July coup against his government to justice. But he stopped short of saying the U.S. would extradite the Muslim cleric that Ankara blames for the coup.
I've assured him that our Justice Department and my national security team will continue to cooperate with Turkish authorities to determine how we can make sure that those who carried out these activities are brought to justice and reaffirm our strong support for the Turkish people and Turkish institutions.
Turkey contends that 75-year-old Fethullah Gulen, living in self-imposed exile since 1999 in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania, orchestrated the coup, although he adamantly has denied any involvement. President Erdogan, sitting right across the table from President Obama, indicated that efforts were underway to gather evidence from the attempted coup. He said the post-attempted coup documentation and evidence therein will be amassed, and they will be submitted to our friends in the United States. The efforts are still underway. We had welcomed a delegation from the American Justice Department, and a similar delegation from the Turkish Ministry of Justice will go to the United States. President Obama and Erdogan met on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump said at a predominantly black church in Detroit on Saturday he wanted to help rebuild the city, and there are many wrongs that should be made right in the United States. 2 months before the election, Mr. Trump is struggling to attract African American and other minority voters.
Those who seek office do not do enough to step into the community and learn what is going on. I'm here today to learn.
Mr. Trump's appearance was not appreciated by everyone. Mr. Trump has spent much, if not all, of his campaign talking to overwhelmingly white audiences, where he's made condescending remarks about people of color. Inside the church, Mr. Trump said the nation needs a civil rights agenda of our time with better education and good jobs. Pope Francis has declared Mother Teresa a saint in highlight of his holy year of mercy.
Us with a heart of flesh.
During a canonization ceremony today in front of tens of thousands of people at St. Peter's Square, as Pope Francis declared Mother Teresa a saint. A Nobel Prize winner, she was known during her lifetime as the Saint of the Gutters for her work among the poorest of the poor in India, arriving in Calcutta in 1929. When she died in 1997, her only possessions were her Bible, her prayer beads, and her sari. She was put on the fast track to becoming a saint by John Paul II. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.